this as well. We're going to see what transpires. If anybody has any ideas, it is the Safe Route to Schools program. We're kind of limited in the scope of what we can do, but we are going to look at it. I think we've applied or attempted to apply in the past with not much success, but we're going to give it a go again.
Okay.
Have you sent this on to the boards of ed?
We just got this in. I just got it today, so September 28th, our letter. I don't know where that originated from.
Yeah, at this point, it doesn't look like it went to them, and they're asking for us to send it.
We can submit it on.
Okay.
Yeah, my own experience is getting letters of support from the board of ed is obviously a plus.
Yeah. And they may have some
ideas. They may have some insight, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill. I got the last item on other business. One of the owners of Wind and Sea requested an extension of closing on November 25th from, I believe, the current time is 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving. There doesn't seem to be a consensus to do that at the table. So we're going to say that that's probably not happening.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it table? Or just
no. I don't think we're going to have the votes no matter what, so I would say the answer would be no. Send back a letter, you know, sorry, we wish you the best that day, but still got to close at 2. Public portion, you want to give me the list down? Oh, thank you very much. First up, Kim Skorka. Hi, Kim, how are you?
Hi, good.
Just for the record, I'm sorry, name and address.
Sorry, 315 Skorka.
Go ahead.
Questions on the slope and some of the history.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering if there was ever an engineer report done on the slope before any of the condos or houses were built. And if so, who did it?
To be honest with you, that I wouldn't know off the top of my head.
Understood.
You guys haven't been around. You personally haven't been around that long, in other words, your company.
Right.
I don't know. We can get that, right, Tim?
We'll
look through our records.
Okay.
I don't know that tonight. I'm sorry, but we'll try to have an answer for you.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Get an answer eventually.
And if there is, Tim will make it available to you or anybody else.
Okay.
That, you know.
And also, for that same time period, who would have issued the permits for those houses?
Would have been our building official, correct?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Mr. Pepper.
The lady asked if there was a building permit allowed where those current slope problem is, top or bottom. Those would have been issued by our building official, correct?
At any time in the past?
Yeah. We're talking before probably any of us were here. They may ask you to formally fill out an OPA request,
but that is
available.
Mr. Heffaker, there is a comprehensive OPA request already completed but not picked up, sitting in the clerk's office. We don't know
It was an attorney that made the request.
He hasn't picked it up. Is it possible that we could make the contents available for viewing, that maybe Kim could decide that she would like to do a duplicate?
We would just ask you to...
I believe somebody from the association is going to pick that report up.
It's a separate issue. It's not connected to what Kim is asking.
Was any of it on there, guys? Sam, do you remember?
Well, I don't recall that OPA request requesting building permits.
Or if one for issue, basically.
Okay.
That request was made.
I withdraw my comments. Okay.
So what I would recommend, fill out the formal OPA request, and Tim will make that information available.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next question. If anybody is monitoring the hill as was recommended by the visual engineers...
I will have it. Mr. Heffaker, you're up, sir.
There's been no substantive response to my letter of 2 meetings ago requesting substantive responses from the upslope owners. So the council has authorized the borough engineer and the geotechnical expert, if required, and the borough code enforcement officer to go out to the site, conduct an inspection, and start to begin the process to issue, if necessary, summonses to those homeowners.
My question was more about the actual inspection report. The visual inspection was done. One of the recommendations was send somebody up daily to visually inspect the hill and take pictures and monitor for changes. Has anybody done
that? I don't know the answer to that question.
Daily
basis. Okay. Do you have any plans for the hill long term? Or are we back to its private property?
No, I think from my opinion, what we said at the last meeting, we were waiting for that time frame to lapse and give the person or the group or the people that time to respond. They did not. So now we have to take the next step. which is sending our people up there. And if there's bills incurred, backing those bills to those people and trying to have a long-term plan, we want them to come up with a plan. And if there's an imminent danger that they discover, or the people that go up there, the structural engineers discover, then they'll have to be, am I speaking out of turn, a long-term plan done by us that the property owners cost.
And just one more. The next time Frank
Cole
calls, can you ask him to fix the
telephone? I'll put that on my list.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. And next up is Tara Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. Tara Ryan, 17 Ocean Street. I think this should be directed to Mr. Hill and Mr. Halfacre, but you tell me. I am the resident who instituted the complaint against East Manor Square regarding the sidelines on Ocean Street. The situation is that for years and years, the HOA has trimmed the trees a certain extent along the street until you get to the home of the president of the HOA, and it has been done in years. And that's where I live. So I had been dealing with Mr. Mercado, who was just great, and we went step by step by step. And the last I heard from him directly was that he had contacted the HOA, the management group, that were going to do something, and then the hurricane came. And the management group asked him for additional time because the tree trimmers were out cleaning up from the hurricane, which was fine. But nothing has happened since then. I made a phone call, and I understand now that may not be the case, that in fact it has come to our attorney now for review. Is that correct?
Yes. Mr. Mercado issued a warning post-hurricane. In response to the warning, the Homeowners Association's attorney wrote a letter demanding essentially justification for the tree trimming.
Which I have provided.
Which Mr. Mercado provided to me at the last meeting. And I forwarded that information to the association attorney between the last meeting and now, so he's not had it for very long. But in the conversation I had with the attorney was, review it, trim the trees, or a summons is going to be issued. So it's happening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Mr. Mandrot?
I'm Mandrot, 268 Bayside Drive. I gave you some information on that hill. The condos were built up on top, that was before the planning board. So it was the condos down below.
Okay.
And we vacated Bayside Drive. Half went to the hill, half went to the apartments down below. The contractor wanted to put railroad ties in the ditch that was there, but the people on the hill wouldn't approve it. They didn't want nobody touching their property. And one house that's hanging over the top up there was Bender's property. He built a lookout up there, and then he enclosed it. There was no permits or nothing. The town was after him on it, and he converted it to an apartment on that part.
He has since sold, right, Mr. Mandros? They sold.
Years ago.
They sold like 5-10 years ago.
You got a good memory, Don.
You were on the planning board then, right, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the hill there, there was a study done on the hill. Matter of fact, where Custard's house was, where Condo was, there was a cave that went in there. And my kids used to play there when they were small.
That right?
He had units down below that were for the slaves. That was the big house on the hill. That was Custard's house. But the thing here, Bayside Drive. The town was up, they removed some shrubbery and they drove into the ditch and the water is running down the street. Somebody's got to dig that ditch out. Winter's coming. Last year we had 6 inches of ice on the street. The salt truck was up there every day except for the weekends. And we're going to have a real mess again this year. It's worse this year. It takes in all the way down from where Exxon is all the way down to Marie Street.
Yes, sir.
You were down there, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Hill, you take care of that?
We're on the DPW to get that done this week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
Can I just say something?
Anything else, Mr. Mandrot?
No, that's it.
Thank you, sir.
Can I say something for a second?
Please, sir.
You remember when Bender used to build all the skiffs there, right, Donald?
Yeah.
He had the mold for all the JS skiffs there. Yeah, I remember we used to go there in there when we were young. They'd be in there spraying fiberglass.
Yeah.
go in for a little look and come out. Championship skiffs. He built the best, Howard, in the best in the country.
Well, Howard lived up in the
1990s. Okay.
A long time ago. And then where you say, who was it, Custer's? Right? That was like a big Victorian cedar-shaped building, right? Big house up there. I remember that when I was a kid.
Okay, so that's where we can start looking for that information. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
And so was the apartments down below.
I imagine all of it had at some point go through the planning board. Sure. And
70s, the engineer at the time. Huh? 70s, you think?
Yeah, late 70s.
The lower condos were 85.
85 and the lower ones, right?
Okay.
I think that was the Doolin.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Jeannie Rich?
Jeannie Rich?
Hi, how are you, man? What's just the name and address?
319B Shore Drive. Sewer charges, I know they're a topic of consideration tonight and the last meeting as well. There was a resolution because I had sent a letter to Mr. Hill asking for abatement of my sewer charges.
During this time?
Yeah, during this time. Because my unit has been extensively damaged. I have no pipes and not, you know, going to the water heater, so the water's turned off. I know the resolution was voted down. And I know why. It's only $120, but I know there was some sympathy to help out with the charge. I want to know what the procedure would be to have them reconsidered, to have this charge reconsidered to be abated.
It would have to come back before this board and be voted on by a majority vote. It was voted down 4-1 last time.
Right. Is there, how do I do that?
I was presented to you, Mr. Hill, and you bring it back to the table. Just I would put it in writing again, obviously, and
right.
Present it to Mr. Hill,
okay.
And he'll bring it back to the table. The next meeting is November 2nd. So.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, man. Next up is Brian Wonchek.
That's mine, sir.
I'm sorry, sir.
317 Seashore Drive.
How are you?
I'm the president of the association.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the response to the people at the top of the hill. The last meeting. I thought it was agreed upon by the board that you were going to send the township engineer and code officials last week to examine these properties, not wait until this meeting. We're a week past our 2 weeks now. I expressed concern in reference to the structures at the top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
and that there could be a danger. The board seemed to agree at that point in time that somebody needed to address this right away. And now I'm here 2 weeks later. Apparently nobody.
It's actually not 2 weeks later. It's
2 weeks from our last meeting.
Correct, but the time frame lapsed last week.
The response to the letter.
Right.
Right, but that was not the consent last meeting 2 weeks ago that you were not going to wait for a response. You still were going to structurally look at this house at the top of the hill.
If
the response to them having an engineer come in to look at the hillside has nothing to do with the concern of the structural stability of the homes up there. It has to do with the hill.
I believe
that. I'd like to know at this point in time, when is the engineer and the township officials going to look at these properties?
The structural engineer is going to be contacted tomorrow,
okay.
to find out when he can come the soonest the next time.
Okay.
And we're going to coordinate that with our code enforcer.
Okay.
And our borough attorney has expressed interest in going too with them.
Right.
So we're hoping in the next 48 hours.
My feeling was that this was already being set up 2 weeks ago, and it still has not been set up at this point in time.
If we led you to believe that, I apologize. We did have to wait till the letter lapsed, and we did have to wait till we had a formal board meeting together to do it.
At this point in time, obviously we have gotten no response from the two private homeowners and from the condos. What steps, where are we proceeding at this point?
That's the next step. They go up there and deem it what they're going to deem it.
So we're going to go all three properties.
We actually, that was why we were late coming out. That was that discussion of that it is three properties.
Okay, now you're going to look at the structure of those properties, but there's been no response as far as geotechnical engineers or anything else, which is a separate issue from the structural stability of the properties. Obviously, there's one property that's more concerned than the other because it's so close.
Right.
But as far as enforcing what your geotechnical engineer recommended, okay, which is the stability of the hill, that has nothing to do with your engineer or the attorney going to look at those properties. That has to do with already a report from your engineer, your geotechnical engineer you hired, questioning the stability of the hill. You requested or your attorney has sent them a letter basically telling them to hire a geotechnical engineer and let's get moving, let's get a plan going, let's see what needs to be done. So you going up to look at these homes has nothing to do with the response to Mr. Halfacre's letter and the geotechnical engineer's report. What steps are we taking at this point, since they have not responded with geotechnical engineers or a plan to address the stability of the hill?
The first step I have to take is sending my code guy up there to determine if the house is habitable or not. Based
your code
on
official is not a geotechnical engineer. You
but
only
he
have
has
a geotechnical engineer's report.
You go, and then I'll talk, and then I'll talk, and you go. Okay. He's the only person that can deem that, not an engineer, not a geotechnical engineer. The code official is the guy that deems that and sets that pace. That's why he's going with our engineer. And that's why other people are going with him. So everybody's up there to make that determination at that point. And then we go from there. We're trying to get them up there in the next 48 hours. Now, you notice, is anyone here from Washington Street or Rogers? No, because that's fixed. And that's the steps we took there. That's the steps I have to take now. Remember the other group that was here on this side the last time?
Okay.
With the marina?
Yes.
They're not here because that's fixed. And these are the steps I got to take there. Okay?
How quickly, if they're going to try to get there within 48 hours, how quickly are they going to get back to the board and then next steps taken, or do we have to wait again?
No. From what I've seen, my belief, and we talked about this too, is that they'll be able to issue something right then and there. I mean, I've seen it myself. I've been there, and I'm not an engineer or a code enforcement official. The first step they have to do is go up there and make that determination, and then they can issue things right there.
Right.
Literally come down the hill.
And looking at the structure of the houses or the hillside as well.
We're going to ask for permission to go into the houses also. We'll do an exterior view of it and obviously make a recommendation from there. I think the guy's going to go up there and say he needs a little more, meaning looking at stuff more engineer-wise, and that's where we're going to go.
So you may be bringing your geotechnical engineer back in again at some point.
Right, and now see, the only... have to do it by a certain schedule, if you will, because I need those officials to sign off on it so I have the right trail. And now we're going to have three of them there. So,
my next question was, at the last town council meeting, your engineer, your town engineer, was going to contact the geotechnical engineer for clarification as to his statement about not removing...
Cleaning. Okay. Yeah, he's ready to speak to that tonight.
Okay.
Can you, Dale?
Come on,
Dale.
Clarification.
Absolutely. I did speak to Mr. St. Pierre from Sessi, and he did not object to the rear of those properties being cleaned out about 10, 15 feet from the structure. Doesn't want you touching the ditch, doesn't want you touching the road slope. If you want to clean out your backyards within 10 to 15 feet from the back wall of your structure, he's okay.
So, so we're still not going to be able to clear the drainage back through there at that point?
No, it's at the toe of the slope, so he's recommending you do not touch that.
So what do we do with the material?
I don't have an answer for you with the material. I mean, the recommendation came from him. He's not going to, he doesn't have the authority to tell the borough to take your material or to tell you where to, where you can.
I'm curious as to why he's saying the material can't be placed back directly at the base of the hill on the other side of the creek. What his professional opinion is why that is not good to do.
Well, basically, from what I understand, I'm not going to speak on the behalf. From what I understand it is he is worried about destabilizing that total slope any further. Anything else you put there may do that, and that's the feel I'm getting from him. I don't want to speak for him, but that's his concern. If he came in and told you to take that material out of the total slope and some more of that material comes down, I guarantee everybody that's going to be back at the table next meeting and say, okay, well, your engineer said we can do that, and it'll all be down. So I'm not going to speak on his behalf. But
so
this what
basically saying you can go up to the creek.
Exactly. Move
to
the backyard, right, but don't touch the top of that slope. Now, the second part of that has to do with the trees.
Right.
There was a couple of trees I think was of concern. He's okay with those trees coming down.
Okay.
From an engineering standpoint, as it pertains to the slope, as long as the stumps stay in place, because their root system serves
to be great. I understand that.
Right, so he's okay with that. I mean, obviously, you have to go through the channels through the town to get the trees taken down.
They need permission from the upland owners whose property the trees are on.
Understood, but I don't know if you
actually,
guys
we don't need that permission for imminent danger. We've been told by your chief code official and by members of this town that if we're in imminent danger, we do not need permission to remove. remove the tops of those trees.
Mr. Hadbaker?
These trees could fall on these, I mean, they're right there.
The trees are ruled an imminent danger. Do they need permission from the upland property owner to who they sit on? To take the
trees, I'm sorry, the trees are on the property of the upland owner?
Exactly. Yes.
And someone's determined that they are an imminent danger to a neighboring property?
Let's say, for argument's sake, our people do determine that.
That our people?
Yeah, no one's officially done. Maybe true, but no one's officially done that.
That's
right?
My point. Right.
Well, if that's done, then you probably have the right to trim the tree.
Well, I thought if your tree hung over my property, I could trim it anyways.
No. Correct, but that's a separate issue.
That's property owner versus property.
That's air right, town versus Rick. Those are air rights, and you can.
Who would make that determination? Code guy?
At least one of them is hanging over our property. Maybe both of them are.
Yeah, sure, but trimming the branches that's hanging over is useless.
Right.
Right, right. You, take
you need to cut it so it's a
six-foot. Your tree officer or your code enforcement officer?
Code, right? Okay.
We'll get together.
So Mr. Hill's going to make sure the code guy, who has that authority.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Hill, the code guy's going up there also for okay. The other. He's going to make that determination that day also.
When will we know whether we can do this?
Well, like I said, we're hoping.
The gentleman works in the evenings, but I'm going to contact him tomorrow and see what we can do. Okay.
In lieu of this not being able to move the material back to the other side of the property, now, surprise me. We're getting rid of debris, vegetation, tree parts, and so on. For a period of weeks after this disaster happened, dumpsters were provided in the parking lot across the street.
Councilman O'Neill just offered that. And we're going to do that.
Are we going to have, we have not been able to touch or do anything, are we going to be able to get some assistance like the town provided everybody else in the town? Since we can't afford to truck this material off of site, the same courtesy.
You know how we did the debris and all that from the hurricane?
Did he say they could have put stuff back there or just not remove something?
You got to throw debris there.
Debris, but not the dirt.
Excuse me?
Debris, yes, but not the dirt.
Oh. It's all dirt. Did you look at the dumpsters that were across of the municipal town?
Yeah, they were
there. They were more than trees.
Well, they were furniture.
Had garbage, they had trash, they had mud. They had
everything except dirt.
They had trash in them. They were trash dumpsters. The trees didn't go in that. They went to a pile. It was separate.
And then they were cut up, right?
Right.
So you're saying we have to separate our vegetation out from the dirt?
I would tend to think that whoever comes in and does the job would probably separate it to get it absorbed in his truck. Okay. I don't think the table has a problem with you putting the dirt and the debris in that lot for the time being. I know I don't.
Okay. I don't have a problem.
But I don't want a mess from you. You know, you just don't, you know.
Yeah, at some point in time, we're going to have to know what we're going to do with this material. And
but to tell you the truth, we can't do anything with it until it's tested anyways. Even like what we take out of Jones Creek right down the street by the VFW, we don't do anything with that until it's tested. It has to be tested.
So what have you been doing with that material?
Having it tested, and when it comes back as an approved substance, we run it off the job.
Right. So I'm still confused. Or at some point in time, when we start this work, have dumpsters to put this material into.
No, you're not going to have dumpsters to put that material into, I'll say.
So we're back.
I'm telling you right now, I would say you could put the dirt there and the debris in there.
So we're back to paying for material to have it removed and trucked out. Okay. It doesn't even belong to us. That belongs to the homeowners of the property.
You can put it on the ground in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, in the
put it on the ground in the parking lot.
In a municipal lot.
Yes, right. Keep the dirt.
Pile it there. Keep separate the trees from the dirt.
Right. Separate the trees. Keep the dirt one thing and the trash.
As best as you can.
Okay, so then what eventually happens to this dirt? Are we just going to leave it?
We'll deal with that when it becomes, you know, okay. What it
we'll
is.
We'll have to have it tested and we'll get the old... the shrubbery and everything chirped like we did the last time, right?
The way I see it is either we could do it that way or you could get rid of it yourself, you know.
Well, it's just getting rid of dollars and cents, with there's different prices between moving it or just trucking it off the site, obviously. So we can take an area designated in that municipal parking lot. Get it off our property so we can actually walk out back.
And I would just ask, coordinate that with Mr. Hill so he's prepared and we know it's coming.
We'll keep it down towards where the brush was piled down that way.
Remember they had that whole big pile of brush there? Yeah.
The brush, if there's just brush, we'll run the brush out.
When we start digging for this material, we have barbecue grills that are broken up.
They go down to recycling yards.
That are broken up. Other debris and stuff like that. We do have, I know, bulk pickup, but obviously, you know, what are we going to do with that material in the meantime?
Most everything that you just said could go to the recycling yard. Barbecue grills, air conditioners.
So we're not going to have the same courtesy that the rest of the town had when they were filling those dumpsters with furniture and stuff like that.
We should do a one.
We have to take it down to the recycling. Obviously, it's much cheaper for us to run it across the street and put it in the dumpster.
It's a half mile to the recycling yard.
But
yeah.
If we put a dumpster there, to be all on, if we put a dumpster there, people are going to be filling it, not just.
Well, that's what they did for weeks after the storm.
No,
it wasn't weeks after the storm, sir.
Oh, absolutely. On my balcony faces that. I saw people showing up in their cars with broken furniture and everything else, putting them into those dumpsters.
No, it wasn't weeks after. I'm sure. Because I shut it down. I ran the job. I know it wasn't like that. Okay? Get your recyclables. Get your brush. Get your dirt. The town will come and get the recyclables.
Right.
Okay? We'll take them down to the yard for you.
I don't know how much recyclables in that.
Well, you're just saying the stuff, the air conditioners, the that kind of stuff.
Oh, metal. That's recyclable.
Okay. Paul, if you have that.
The busted plastic chairs, they go in the garbage. We'll,
we'll make accommodations for that. Not a problem. What we'd like to do, so we don't have a rash of, like you're saying, people, we know now it's focused to that area where you guys are.
Right.
Basically, everybody else got their chance, right or wrong.
Right.
So what we'd like to do is try to coordinate that, and I guess Mr. Hill can go through you to do that. So we're okay. Everything's going out, you know, this day. So we know it's that time, and it's your stuff. We're not
right,
grabbing.
We know the contractor is hired.
100%, right? Yeah.
Started.
Coordinate that with Mr. Hill. We have no problem making that accommodation.
Obviously, we'll be crossing the street with machinery, so the town has to know about that.
All I would ask you just give
as
Mr.
Long
Hill
as it's
a
not tracked machinery.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Not tracked machinery. Wheel tired machinery.
Tired machinery.
Right. Not tracked.
Okay. They can't be crossing the street. Well, it can't get much worse than it really is already.
but worse is still worse.
But if I would just ask coordinate that with Mr. Hill,
okay,
and then we'll make every accommodation we can, like everybody else got.
Okay, I appreciate that. Where do we stand with our PM application? I know there was some matching money and things like that. Did that get submitted when it was supposed to be? Or
we actually just
when it was supposed to be. The deadline was the 15th. The hazard mitigation grant program. We did submit 8 different projects, and that was included.
I know that.
There's no guarantees
of
when and where, but
sure
yes,
it was. Is there a time frame before we know?
I'd love to tell you we have a time frame, but we don't.
Okay. I had heard from people you're not going to hear anything until at least December, as far as FEMA funds go.
This year.
Now, that doesn't mean, hey, they're here tomorrow. That might be saying, hey, we're releasing them in June. They'd tell you that in December, but that's the reality. I would say the people that have the biggest role in that are your national elected people, as far as your U.S. Congress people and United States senators. It wouldn't help, it wouldn't hurt, I should say, to call those offices. So, okay. Hang on one second, please, man. I'm going to read off the list here. Roger Clementi?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a couple questions. In regards to the plane on slope, is it creek easement that runs between the property? Who owns the creek easement?
Is no easement. Yeah, there is. I think we determined there was no easement.
There is a creek.
I know, but I don't think.
Thank you.
We discussed this. We'll be signed.
That's the number one question. And the second question, well, I've got many questions. The second question is a drainage ditch running from the hillside property to the street.
Right.
That drainage ditch, I think, comes under federal inspections. And it should be monitored for certain maintenance. If you want me to continue, I will continue. And some of the things I have to say might be embarrassing. So maybe I should sit down.
Okay. Lori Dibble, name and address, please.
Lori Dibble, 32 Paris. My question is about the review of the planning board comments of the HPD zone recommendation. And I'd just like to know, what is it that you've charged Councilman Francie and Conley to do?
We had a report come from the HPP. I believe their board of, I don't want to say directors, their board, and they asked for consideration in certain parts of the town. Bay Avenue mostly and things like that. It went to the planning board. The planning board responded. They had a subcommittee respond. It's a lot of information that we got back from that planning board subcommittee. And rather than drag it, of course, to council meetings, they're going to have a subcommittee. It'll be Mr. Francie, Mr. Conley. Kind of really look at that and see if there's anything they want to tweak, add, take out, whatever it is, and bring those recommendations back to the table.
And then everyone would hear what the recommendations
are. Oh, yeah, they'll be in print and everything like that and know what the you know, thoughts are, what to do, add, change, maybe leave the same.
A fair amount of the planning board's report was to ask the HPP to clarify what they really wanted.
Right.
And so that... that's the interconnection that Kevin and I will be.
There'll be a give and take going back between them.
Oh, and then what happens once there's this report?
It'll come back to, I believe, the council table. If we agree it's something we want to do as a majority, it'll then get sent to the planning board again for their review, and then come back to the table, yay, nay, whatever they decide. So there'll be at least three open meetings by the time that process starts.
Planning board would have to bless any recommendations, correct, that the council agrees to send to them.
And they would all have them in open meetings, so there would be at least three from the time those recommendations are solidified to go to the council, planning board, back to the council. So this is, if they started it and had something together in December, you're probably looking at, you know, a meeting in January, February, and March, in my opinion. Okay, no problem. Mr. Parla?
Jim Parla, 16 Portland Road. I haven't been around, and I just, with the sewer rate thing just kind of jogged my memory. There was talk in the early summer about eliminating the Atlantic Islands Island Sewer Authority.
We're already well into the process. It was voted on, I think, unanimously of both councils, yeah. Atlantic and Highlands. We have, there is litigation between TOMSA and the Sewer Authority that's being played out. Settlement, not a settlement, an offer was forwarded and declined. It's going to be reoffered in another manner. And at that point, there'll be a, you know, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but at that point, there'll be a dual appointment of attorney, an engineer, and other officials to oversee the dissolving of the sewer authority.
So the 120 thing, that's kind of like a temporary thing?
Well, what happened is, believe it or not, the sewer authority has the ability, over and above mayor and council of both towns, to accrue debt or expend dollars that we have to pay for. That was one of the main driving reasons we did this. And that happened, and to the tune of basically $186,000 divided by two, $93,000 each town.
To build on what Frank is saying, the time frame for this dissolution is going to be on the order of 18 months, 2 years.
Right.
Because at this point, there are capital projects that have to get completed prior to dissolution, so that both Highlands and Atlantic Highlands leave the authority whole.
Exactly. Perfect word. And then they gotta have to. Then you're talking about, you know, who's incurring debt. You know, all that stuff as you would do with a corporation.
It's gonna take time.
An aggressive estimate would be 18 months. I'm thinking it's more towards 2 years, but it's already well underway. No problem. No other questions? I'll offer to adjourn.
One other thing, please.
Sure.
My name is Tom Westover, and I'm president of the Hilltop Condo Association. First of all, if there are any trees from our property, you certainly have our permission to lock the top, so there's no problem with that at all. Secondly, we've had two different geotechnical engineers look at this problem, and both of them thought that putting the earth back where it came from was an excellent idea.
Okay.
We'd like to see them.
Can you send those reports to
us? It would be nice if you shared
for us.
Okay. Major Consulting, one, and Simpson did the other.
Can you get those reports forwarded to our attorney and engineer?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Quick clarification. I just picked up something I meant to ask earlier. What is a homeowner's right to have trees assessed that could be in imminent danger? We've talked about this a little bit before, because you and I never got an answer. I'm trying to figure out, right on the S-curve, on Highland Ave, there's some real big trees that, you know, should something bad happen, like a hurricane hit us, those things could potentially come down. And I haven't figured out what the right approach is to have that assessed by who and who liable to have work done should be determined.
Whose trees are?
Okay, what property are they on?
It's a private property. Rath and a couple other folks along the curb.
Okay.
It's a steep hill. It's a steep hill. It's not an easy answer.
Yeah, I think the roots really hold the hill together, so I respect that. Yeah. But should that tree fall? I mean, it's going beyond.
There's a difference of potential and imminent danger, clearly. Common sense would tell you, sure, if you got hit, I'm sure I haven't seen exactly what you're talking about, but there's common sense would tell you, hey, if something hits your head on, we got a problem. And then there's the legal imminent danger.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, what can I do to begin a process at least to have someone to figure that out?
Can you
call Mr. Hill?
Call Mr. Hill and we'll get our code guy to go up there and take a look. I got to handle this situation here with all my resources. Yeah, I understand. I will make that next on the list. He can go up and take a look, and if he thinks that something should be pursued, we'll do that.
If I may, Mayor,
sure.
Went through the same process. My homeowner's insurance sent me a letter that my neighbor's trees were hanging over my house. So I approached my neighbors, told them that I got the letter from the insurance company, and my neighbors, I know that they weren't going to trim the trees. I offered to pay for the tree trimming. I paid for it myself. I didn't have a problem.
Okay.
Just trim the back as good away from my house.
Yeah. So you didn't have imminent danger, for lack of a better word.
The homeowner's insurance company told me these were dangerous.
Okay, we'll take names, the last one. Just, I need your name and address, please.
I just wanted to ask, maybe I had missed the meeting that you had discussed the easement. From what I understand, my limited knowledge, it's a non-possessory property right. So who owns that easement? Because it is vacated. I got the
order. I don't think we've ever determined that there was an easement.
Actually, I thought we determined
the property was vacated. My understanding is the property was vacated by the town, which means the town no longer owns it.
Right, but in the actual, because I actually came to Borough Hall and I got a copy of that.
The vacate notice?
Yeah.
Okay.
It reserves an easement for water and sewer. And I actually have it I got a copy of it.
Want to speak to that?
Yes. That is a standard clause for town installed infrastructure. We reserve the right to do that.
In case you had to go in there?
In case we had to go in there. That has nothing to do with that natural occurring stream that's at the base of the hill and the rear of your property. That is a natural occurring depression that is draining. That has nothing to do with us.
For example, if the town wanted to go in and install water lines or sewer lines, it has that right. But if they haven't done that, you know, there's no possessory
ownership.
The town has nothing, no obligation towards it.
And the sewer line that connects that stream to the sewer line.
That was put in by your condo developer, and we have nothing to do with that.
That's a private sewer line.
Don't confuse sewer and storm.
Right? It's a storm drain, ma'am. Okay. It's a big difference.
Mr. Mandrot has some insight on this, I believe.
Water used to run down Bayside Drive down to where the bank is and then go across to Jones Street. But the contractor put it between the two houses, ran it out to Shore Drive and down to Jones Street.
Correct.
And he didn't want the drainage running all the way through. Then the town came through a couple years ago and we put the cutoff at Marie Street. And the water runs down Marie Street now instead of running behind the condo.
Okay.
Where that stormwater pipe is that goes from the stream to the street, that was an open ditch back in the day.
Correct.
So the contractor probably had a pipe put in there and put it over so he has that space. So you didn't have a ditch between your two buildings.
Maintenance of that pipe is your responsibility.
Right. Mr. Mandra, take us home, sir.
Yeah, see, that was
that lady in the Yankee.
That property was filled in.
Okay.
Because it was
during one of these construction phases?
Yeah, in the construction phase, that property was filled in because that was a swamp.
Okay.
We had a ballpark there. But we used to come down Waterwich Avenue, make the turn into Bayside Drive. Bayside Drive ran right out behind the
all the way out, right.
That's where Bayside Drive went. Went straight down. Shore Drive was the railroad.
Okay.
And that's why when they vacated, when they built Shore Drive, they vacated Bayside Drive up to Marie Street.
Okay. Ma'am, name and address, please, for the last question. That's what the recommendation was from the report we got, ma'am.
That was approximately to the edge of the creek.
No, okay. No, not on every property, though. Well, right, not on every property.
That's not how by Jeannie and myself. No. The 10 to 15 feet would bring us to right to the edge just past the left.
Right.
They're saying from the back of the unit.
Back of the property, from the wall of the structure, right, Dale? Okay. From the wall of the structure.
This is what he told me.
Okay.
But he's going to supply us.
So, that's the best of words.
But what I would say, if this gentleman doesn't mind, if you can get us those reports, you know,
we'll
forward it to
that
our
into consideration
worst case to Tim,
start.
And he can
yeah,
send it out.
Because we can't be paid. That's only come in twice.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get these reports first and see what
my
they look like.
My concern is that at some point in time, Cherry Landing actually wants the parking lot back. And if we can't touch the street, they're never getting it back. They're not going to have drainage ever. And come this winter, it's going to be a serious problem. Somebody eventually has to make the decision to get that drainage flowing again.
Right.
And everybody needs to come to a town council meeting and address it with the town council.
Well, it's an issue for us, too, because they're pumping water out to the street, which has a constant flow of water to our driveways, which is going to be an ice issue and a health issue also as well.
Understood. Motion to adjourn?
Yes, sure.
Second?
Second.
Councilman Prince.
See, all in favor?
Aye. Folks, thanks for coming out tonight.